unlike everyone else, you do play this week. It kind of backtracking a little bit, tell us who you were supposed to play. I don't know if it was week three or what, and I know it didn't go through, and then how this game was actually come about, because I know you was concerned you might only have 9 games.
Yeah, we were fine with 9 games, but Haywood kind of ran into the same situation as we did. Haywood had someone actually buy them out. They paid the, you know, a lot of times if you don't honor your contract, you have a fine or a fee. And somebody sent them a check and said, we're not playing. And that kind of got my attention right there. A lot of people don't want to play Haywood over in West Tennessee. And looking at some of their team and their size, and they've got the number one defensive end in the state of Tennessee on their team. Just an absolute monster. So they paid them, and they're not playing them. And so they were kind of stuck at 9 games as well. So I give them credit for doing like we were doing, just looking everywhere. You know, I know we contact a lot of teams in Georgia, Alabama. We actually thought we had a game worked out in Maryland. But then we were like, well, we'll just play 9 before we go all the way to Maryland. And the next thing you know, Haywood contacted us and said that they were in a similar situation. You know, we were scheduled to play Pulaski Academy out of Arkansas. The defending state champ in Arkansas, but things didn't work out. It was like some miscommunications. They signed a contract right around the time that Coach McDaniel had resigned, so they weren't sure if we were going to, you know, play them or not, and so they went ahead and found another game. So we found out about it a little bit later than we had liked, but like I said, we're really fortunate that Haywood was looking at the same time we were, just happened to be the same week we were looking, and things worked out.
All right, what do you know about Haywood, and what does Oakland need to do this week to be successful?
Well, they've got a new coach as well, and he's really got the ball rolling over there. I know they got defeated 21-20. I think they lost to Hardin County, who's pretty good this year. I think they may be undefeated. But Haywood is in a smaller classification. I think they're 4A, but they do have players. Their new coach is from Liberty Magnet, where he had a lot of success starting that program in the right direction. And then, of course, like I said, Haywood has great players, and one of them is the number one defensive end in Tennessee. So our O-line is going to have the work cut out for them. It's going to be a great challenge. And like I said, it's going to be an awesome night because everybody else is off. Give everybody a good opportunity to come watch a good ball game.